The Arkansas Minority Film and Arts Association is a nonprofit dedicated to the development and exposure of filmmakers and artists of color. The organization is hosting its second annual film festival, September 16th through the 18th. To learn more about the three-day virtual event, today I'm speaking with the group's founder and executive director, Corrigan Ruffles.
Thank you for joining us. To start with, can you tell me what inspired you to create the Arkansas Minority Film and Arts Association?
I knew early on that I want to go into film and everything like that. I want, you know, trying to find a university to go to in Arkansas and everything. And one thing that I always kept in mind is that, you know, I need to be in a space where I'm highly supported, and also always keep in mind that, you know, be prepared for the road and the path to be harder than usual, because not only you're in Arkansas, which is a non-traditional filming state, I'm Black. So, you know, I got a lot going on, you know, and so I started understanding more about, you know, how do you become like someone who aspires to become a filmmaker to, you know, an independent filmmaker, and but how do you make or get closer to that big break, you know, especially for those who are writing directors that are out there, those who aspire to do that. And one thing I realized is, you know, I became aware again, just like myself, hey, the industry is the same way. Like historically, people of color have had to settle for roles definitely in front of and behind the camera just to get to where they want to go to. You know, one of the classes that really opened my eyes up was my Minorities in Media class. I think that was the name of it. And that's what the name of the book is as well. And basically just talks about the different stereotypes that have been developed or have been upheld, negative ones in film particularly for years. And as I got older and understood the importance of film festivals, what they do with the importance of organizations, the importance of initiatives that film schools can put together as well. And also just understanding, you know, even with those initiatives and those programs and those film festivals, that's sometimes not guaranteed success or guaranteed exposure, the right exposure for people of color. And honestly, my first like real film festival that I ever went to full is back in 2016, the American Black Film Festival in Miami, which was crazy. Like I realized then, like, man, like this is how it happens. You know, everybody can't go to Sundance, but if you have those festivals or those organizations that are able to work hard and highly supported from the community to, you know, build those pipelines, build those connections and create opportunities, like this is how it happens, and ultimately mentorship. But one thing I realized is that sometimes it takes someone of that community to do it the way that's going to be the most impactful. And also, you know, it's kind of like, you know, the old quote, you know, if there's not a seat at the table, you know, you just bring your own chair. And so I was in a place of like, I'm frustrated because I'm hustling hard and really trying to find a mentor, you know, for myself on the film aspect, you know. And then on top of that, I'm wanting to be there for other people. And it's like, yeah, I'm doing good. Some people, you know, they give me kudos or whatever like that. But even I'm still growing, and I know that I wish I could provide more. And I just felt like it was just something else that needed to be in the middle of, yeah, it's cool that you have initiatives and you're trying and you're trying to figure it out, even though I'm right here or whatever like that. Let me go ahead and make this. And hey, if you need help or if you want to partner with me in the future, you know, or whatever like that, AMFA is right here. You know, we say AMFA for sure. We're right here. So we can be, you know, hey, any other organization or film festival locally in the state, out of state, because we want to be able to impact the country nationally and maybe in the future internationally. We're right here. You can work with us and, you know, we'll help, you know, build that pipeline between programs that others are trying to do, to schools, whatever the case may be. But yeah, it was just one of those things. I just, you know, to be honest, spiritually, I just felt moved to just create something that I wish I would have had. and what I still wish I had, because, you know, everybody can afford to go out of town way off to Miami. Honestly, I couldn't. My parents just helped out at the right time. But, you know, ultimately, that's what led to starting this. But more importantly, we're not a film festival. Honestly, I want to do more so programming and just lead up to a film festival, and that just be one of our premier events or whatever. But, you know, just how things have been happening, especially with COVID, this has just been the best way, surprisingly, because it takes a lot more work than people probably realize to put on. But, you know, it's been going well, and we've gotten good feedback, and yeah, but, like, you know, this is just a piece of the pie. Like, I look forward to doing more programming in the future, but that's ultimately how it came about.
So the festival is kind of your main programming for the moment. Your nonprofit started the first one in 2020. The annual one this year is September 16th through the 18th. Now, there's quite a few movie festivals here in Arkansas. What makes yours unique?
What makes mine unique is that it's for us and by us. It's intentional to celebrate just sticking to race and ethnicity, you know, no matter what other, you know, areas that you identify with, you know, to be transparent, those that are not of color are a part of those things. And so our main thing is to make sure we stick to ethnicity and color. That's mainly what we focus on. Like, we understand what we will want out of that instead of being a part of other festivals that may have just a program, when all of the programs to a certain degree, you should be able to identify in some type of capacity as much as possible. We are trying to grow more. I want to get, you know, more representation of, honestly, how our first film festival went. Like, we literally had Black, Hispanic, Arab descent, Asian. Like, we hit like a lot of representation. And so ultimately, you know, once we have more funds and as our, you know, board grows, I want more of that representation because I even understand, even for myself, especially being in Arkansas, that everybody that's of color still doesn't have the same experiences, still have different stories to tell, still see things a little bit differently and stuff like that. But ultimately, you know, in good and bad ways, you know, we do relate on a lot of, you know, levels when it comes to the experience in at least America. But yeah, it's just all about just being authentic, being as cultural as possible, and just being aware and everything like that. Like, last year, you know, our first overall winner generally for a short film was an Asian filmmaker. And so that made me feel good. And then someone else was Black, you know, and some people from New Jersey and some people were from L.A. So it's just a great opportunity. And then I feel like the other thing that separates us from a lot of other film festivals, I feel like it's maybe some programs locally, they do it, maybe in Hot Springs, but, you know, we specifically make sure that we are encouraging of local filmmakers of color when it comes to our competition. And so what that means is that we have the natural section and then we have the general section. So the natural means any filmmaker that is from Arkansas, that is your category. If you just want to compete amongst your peers in the state, we got that for you right here. And then if you want to compete generally aware of like that, where some people decide to do that instead this year, we have that as well.
Tickets are on sale now for this year's festival. What type of films can audiences expect to have access to this year? It is virtual.
Yes. Yeah. So we have representation. I haven't looked at all of the areas. I know we have a returner and a couple more from LA. I know we have submissions from Oklahoma and stuff like that. We have more submissions from, you know, other communities, like even locally, like from Fort Smith to Rogers to Fayetteville to Little Rock. So I feel like even in Arkansas, like, you know, we've been able to encourage more filmmakers to submit this year. And so that's something that I'm really excited about. And then also, you know, of course, nationally as well, we will have a panel discussion called Women of Wonders in Journalism. And so this panel discussion will include women of color who work in the journalism aspect. So I'm looking forward to that. We also are in talks, hopefully, of someone who has experience in Sundance as well. That might be the opening night film. So we're solidifying things like that as well. And then we'll also have last day of screening, aware of like that reflection as well. And then ending it off with the awards. I'm really excited about, you know, the films that have been submitted. Like, I think we have some from the judges, what they've told me. We have some that are thrillers. We have some that are just like in your face. We have some that are, you know, supporting social justice initiatives as well. One of the judges actually said, and she judged last year, she actually said that the natural section, which is the Arkansas only section, actually was harder than last year to judge in a good way, because the quality and the story aspect was way better than last year. I'm just really excited. Ideally, I think we'll have 10 short films this year that we'll be screening between the 3 days and everything like that. And the cool thing about the platform that we'll be using is that attendees will be able to have opportunities to virtually network at their convenience at any time. So last year it was kind of like just attend and go, but you can log in at any time and reach out to one another and network with one another and stuff like that. And I think it's even a video and call aspect in there as well. So it's a little bit more engaging this year to kind of give you a real experience of what, you know, ideally an in-person film festival will be like.
What do you hope that filmmakers and your audiences will get out of participating in the festival?
This year, I really want to focus on connection. I really want filmmakers and just people in the community to be able to connect. Like, I'm really hoping not only filmmakers and their supporters across the country to attend, but just those who are not filmmakers, but just enjoy film. It makes a great impact, you know, and it brings community together. And so I'm really hoping to be able to help to provide a platform to where, you know, filmmakers and attendees of all can just connect with one another and build a bigger audience and build a bigger connection and awareness about what they're doing. I want people to be able to connect, and I just want attendees and everybody else to be inspired by this, because it's been a lot, you know, these past couple of years, you know. So if anything, I just hope there's just nothing but just positive uplift through this experience of these 3 days. And hopefully it can just keep the momentum going and we're able to bring a program, you know, up maybe two before the year is out as well.
We appreciate you speaking with us today, and best of luck with final preparations for the festival.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you.